Government accused Britain's biggest police force of having double standards by letting pro-Palestinian protests go ahead on Armistice Day. Rishi Sunak's facing calls to sack her. Jeremy Hunt's made it clear he would have addressed the issue differently.
The words that she used are not words that I myself would have used, but I have a productive relationship with her as a colleague. The Prime Minister said that he has full confidence in her, and I have nothing further to add.
A pro-Palestinian group says hundreds of people are blockading an arms factory in Kent, which it says provides weapons for the Israeli military. Kent police are also at BAE Systems in Rochester. The US says Israel has agreed to daily humanitarian pauses in its military activity. Joe Biden's tweeted two passages will aim to allow people to flee northern parts of Gaza. But Mark Regev, who advises Israel's prime minister, says it's not a ceasefire.
We will continue this operation until we have destroyed Hamas's military machine. The idea of a humanitarian pause is in a specific place for a specific time to help the civilian population who are not the target of our operation. On the contrary, we want to see them move out of harm's way.
In the past half hour, NatWest has said it will not pay £7.6 million in potential payments to former chief executive Dame Alison Rose. She was forced to leave the company in July amid the fallout over the debanking row with Nigel Farage. Official figures show the UK economy flat line between July and September. Gross domestic product showed no growth. That's according to the Office for National Statistics. And in sport, James Maddison has withdrawn from the England squad for this month's Euro 2024 qualifiers due to an ankle injury. The Tottenham playmaker was forced off in the first half of his side's 4-1 Premier League defeat to Chelsea on Monday. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Victoria.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's take a look at that weather for Friday and into the weekend as well. Now today, top temperatures 10 degrees, light rain and a gentle breeze. Well, it's saying that, but there's only about a 20% chance at 1 o'clock. Otherwise, it probably will remain dry right the way through and it's going to be overcast, so a bit dull. But tomorrow, you can expect some sunshine poking through the clouds at 10 degrees and it'll be sunny with light winds. And then on Sunday, 10 degrees again, and it's got here light rain showers and some sunshine. So about 40% chance of rain during the day, and then in the evening goes up to about 70%. So today and tomorrow should be dry and a little bit more sunshine on Saturday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Oh, very good morning. If you're wondering what this music is, by the way, that I play, it's a Sun Lounger. I like this. Lovely bit of instrumental music there. Now, thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again on Monday morning. You got me for the next 3 hours, and I have guests galore in the studio today. So we've got a good old natter with Francesca Spiteri. She's going to be coming in to talk about Butterfly Meadow and Thames Chase and all things peaceful to events, local events that you can get involved with. So that's all coming up with her at 10:30. And then I've got even more guests today. I know it's gone absolutely mad. I've got even more guests in coming up at 11:30 today, which is going to be not just travel. They're based in Brentwood and they are a bespoke travel business, really, and they're offering you know, you can go to them for your holidays and they will do absolutely everything, because a lot of people now are not going on package tours and want something a little bit off the beaten track. And you know, you might want to get something at the airport lounge, or you want your car hire, or maybe you want to have a donkey in the front room when you get there, things like that, you know what I mean? Only once, really, for very, very, very rich people to do. But now everybody can afford it. You can get your bespoke holidays. And they are a Brentwood company, so it's great to be chatting to them, not just travel. So we'll be talking to Dina and Warren at about 11:30. Plus, we've got Jacob Reddit, Skyuka, House Gospel Choir, Jojo Man Band, Neil March, and the Music of Sound, Abby Flynn, Reverend Jeans, Emily Gray Music, J-Bax and Emma Perry, all coming up on the show with brand new music. And I'm going to kick off the show today with a track by my guests from earlier in the week. You can check the website. It's the House Gospel Choir. They are amazing. If you love house music and you love gospel, they combine the two. They do some originals and covers, and they're doing some gigs this December. The one that you might want to be going to is the one on the 13th of December, which will be at the O2 Kentish Town. So go and have a look. You'll find all the details on our webpage, all the www.phoenixfm.com. They're amazing. The question of the day, because I'm going to be chatting to not just travel a little bit later, a holiday destination you dreamed of going to but never have. So I want to know your holiday destination you've dreamed of going to but never have, and also why. Is it a cost? Is it the cost, or just because you didn't want to do the flight? But where is it? Let me know. I think I've always wanted to go to the Maldives, but only if I can go with Simon Baker. He's my new heartthrob at the moment. I'm only about 10 years out of date. I've been watching The Mentalist, and I realise, as you know, it's been ongoing for about 2 or 3 months now. I started on series 1. I'm up now to series, I think, 6. And there's a bit of romance going on, which is lovely. And I had actually missed this whole series 6. I only watched 1 or 2, and I didn't like the shift in the show, so I didn't watch it. And now I'm watching it with fresh eyes, because it's obviously I've never seen it before. It's brilliant. So I'm really enjoying this. I think this is the very last series. And then I'll go back and watch it from the beginning in a couple of months. But Simon Baker, oh, so handsome. Oh, he's so handsome. That'd be, and see, the thing is, I would go to the Maldives. That would be my dream location. Only if I could take Simon Baker with me. I think he's happily married and no chance whatsoever. And I'm not really keen on blonde men normally. There's something about him. I've got all giddy. Oh, I'd love to interview him. Oh, I won't be able to contain myself. I'll be like Alison Hammond. If you've never seen Alison Hammond's interview with Piers Brosnan, it is hilarious. And also the one she did with Harrison Ford. She's brilliant. Absolutely love it a bit. Right, let's kick the show off with my guests from earlier in the week, who were the House Choir. If you love this, then go and see them on the 13th at the O2. This is a track called Angels by the House Choir.
Angels watching over me.
Watching over me. I had a dream that you were here. When I woke up, you were gone. I try to trace the memory of your face before it fades into the dawn. When I'm feeling heavy, even though it's hard, I pray the Lord my soul to keep with angels standing guard. I got my
angels over me.
Never tell you what you need to know. We're just out here on our own. Yeah. And every time you send me signs to let me know, I'll never be alone. When I'm celebrating, it's you I'm thinking of. Look at me, I turn out good, surrounded by your love. When I'm feeling heavy, even though it's hard, to keep with angels standing guard. I got my
angels,
angels
over me,
over me.
Angels over me,
over me. And over me, oh.
Over me, angels watching over me.
You know that they watch, you know that they watch. Keep on watching me. And I know that I got them watching me. And I pray that they keep on watching over me.
And I know that I got them watching
me.
And my angels keep on watching me. And I know that I got them watching me. And my angels keep on watching me. And I know that I got them watching me. And my angels keep on watching me. And I know that I got them watching me. And my angels keep on watching me. I know that I got them watching me. And my angels keep on watching me.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, do you know what? I thought there was a bit of a breeze. Is there a breeze in here? What's that noise? Can you hear that? I wonder what that is. Is that the air conditioning? Can you? It feels like somebody's hoovering somewhere. Might be in the Brentwood Centre next door. Sorry. It's like nobody's going to be... What am I saying? Nobody's going to be hoovering in here. Let's be sure about that. I don't know the last time I picked up a hoover. I've got one of those stick hoovers. But really, do you know what one of the best ones I had? It's the one that's a name, that's the Red Hoover. Because when I ran a recording studio in London, I think I've mentioned that before, we had one of those and it was literally kicked about all over the place, but it's still, the suction on it was incredible. The stick ones, for some reason, they always go a little bit wrong. I started clearing up, actually, because I'm doing a bit of a clear everything out of the house moment. I've got loads of stuff up for sale and things at the moment. I've got some stuff up for sale. And then you get a note saying, I can't see that you've got anywhere I can put an offer in. I'm like, that's because there's no option to put an offer in. Why are you messaging me? That's what I want for it. Or bid on that and it'll get bid up because it's on for quite a low price. You get so angry, don't you? I get so angry, take it really personally. But I'm in the thing at the moment. I've got to get a new bed. I've already got a fantastic mattress, one of those, they're not the spring ones, they're the ones that are like the foam, that are really lovely. Feels like you're sinking into a marshmallow, but it's not that bad. So I've got to get a new bed, I've got to get a dressing table. I've always wanted a dressing table, I don't think I've ever had one. And at the moment, I kept sort of going to the bathroom to do my makeup, because I can't really see very well. But, and I've also noticed I've started to put my lipstick on wonky. And on one of my holiday pictures, I'm smiling away, which I don't normally do in pictures, and I've got lipstick all over my teeth. I'm doing that now because I always wear bright red lipstick. I love a red lip, and I sometimes in the morning I just put it on and don't use a mirror. Well, I used to be fine at doing that, but now I don't know if the shape of my gob's changed, but it was wonky. And I told you the last year, I went all the way up in Brentwood, all the way along the high street, right to up to Wilson's Corner, because there's a nail place that I go to up there. Very lovely there they are too. It's very beautiful in there. I was in there chatting away, having my nails done, then I had my toes done, and I came out and I got back to the car. This is after being out for 2 hours of having a lovely treat. Pulled down the mirror in the car and went, oh my God, and my lipstick... on one side of my mouth, I'd drawn, I don't know what I'd been doing, I'd drawn over the lip like somebody that was possessed. Like literally over one side, the lipstick was right halfway up my face. Nobody had said anything to me. And I've been sitting there chatting away. My sister once, this just makes me, I don't know why this makes me laugh. My sister Susan, she got on the train. I don't know, you're not going to find it funny. And she was on the train and she's going into work because she used to work up by the Shard in London. And giving you an idea of where she was anyway. And she looked down and she went, oh. And she put on one brown shoe and one black shoe. And then she said she felt really embarrassed and she was trying to cross one leg over the other to try and hide the shoe, one of the shoes, so it just looked like she had matching, matching shoes on. And I had a terrible experience. I'm just thinking about something else. When I went to the Voice audition, because I used to get, they used to ask me to come along sometimes to do the Voice, and I'd nearly get through to the show and then I wouldn't. So I was like, I refuse to do it now. Well, I probably, if they ask me again, I'll probably have a go, but I never get through to the final show. And if I did, probably nobody would turn up around. And then I'd have the right arm, be upset and run off crying. But anyway, I was doing the audition in London. You have to go up to go through, and then you go through one stage and go through another, and then you might get to speak to the people at the end, and then they call you back for another set of auditions. Anyway, so it was one of those, and loads of people there, everybody being really false because you don't know who's around or who you're talking to. And I was wearing a pair of flip-flops, and just as I was about to and they're really nice ones, just as I was about to go into the next set, the post came away and I just had a flop. There was no flip. It was just a flop. And I had to walk around with bare feet, which is fine in the hotel. But then when I left, I had to walk all the way back to the station and all the way back because I couldn't find anywhere to buy any shoes or flip-flops, all the way back to Upminster with no shoes on. I'm enjoying my funny story.
Tune in to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
Classic. This is Spandau Ballet with Only When You Leave. For that, we have the Silver Sun Pickups, There's No Secrets This Year. And coming up next, we've got a bit of the Four Tops with Standing in the Shadow of Love. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix, 98 of them.
In this world, all that I choose has come up. Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you this morning and see if there's any problems on the roads. Now, first off to Brook Street roundabout, that's looking a little bit busy at the moment. Earlier crash, a lorry involved on the M25 clockwise, junction 27 of the M11 to junction 28 of the A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. The lorry is down to the embankment halfway along. Recovery will take place later, but traffic is coping well. A1023, not too bad, but coming onto the roundabout a little bit busy. Wilson's Corner is fine. Temporary traffic signals, A1023 Shenfield Road at Mill Hill, and you've also got temporary traffic signals due to water main work on the A129 Rayleigh Road at Church Lane. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside is a clear run, and coming back through the tunnel a little bit busy heading up towards the M11, but nothing too major once you get there. And the A12 running up to Chelmsford is fine. Don't forget resurfacing work on that rotten road is going on between junction 13 and 16 in both directions, and there will be some nighttime closures, but there normally are diversions there, so letting you know where you need to go. More traffic and travel in an hour. Now I'm going to have a little bit of more new music before I chat to my guest who's coming looking beautiful in blue. Beautiful in blue. I'll set your microphone up because it's on the floor. Sorry about that. It's lovely. I left as I wasn't. You were meant to be talking yet, but that's you're having a fight with the microphone.
Dinosaur.
It is like a dinosaur. There we go. I hope you're not talking about me and my red lipstick. Anyway, so let's have a little bit of new music. This is Skyuka. I've played her on the show before. She's all the way from over in Australia. And in fact, I'm getting a lot of music from Australian artists, which is amazing because Phoenix FM is not just listened to on a local level, which is obviously our main market. And we love you to pieces and it's based in the community. But we get listened to all over the world. And that's because we share a lot of independent music, which is what we do really well here on Phoenix, not just on my show, but I'd say about 80% of the other shows here as well. So this is Skyuka, Skyuka, and this is a beautiful song, and it's called Birthday Song. I'll be back with Francesca right after this.
Intoxication knocks the walls, it takes so long to build. It's letting the night unfold, it's helping a friend grow old. You could have kept me in the dark. You should have left me in the dark. But you left me in the glare of the love, the loss, the lies. Next time it's your birthday, I'll remember to get in line. 10 o'clock, the warning signs are slowly creeping in. Slowly they infect the night, this full moon night.
Better run away before the joke's on me. On a friend who'll never share, she got in too deep.
You could have kept me. You should have left me in the dark. But you left me in the glare of the love, the loss, the lies. Next time it's your birthday, I'll remember to get in line. And I know I've only got myself to blame.
And I know I played a part in this game.
Looking back, I wish I said a million different things. On the spot, I can never second guess you. She left me in the glare of the love, the lust, the lies. Next time it's your birthday, I'll remember to get in line.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Ah, that is a classic. I love that song. I play that quite a bit, actually, on the Phoenix FM. That is the Four Tops there with Standing in the Shadow of Love. Now, sitting in the shadow of love and all things wonderful is the one and only Francesca Spiteri, who is, besides being an all-round good egg of setting up places like Butterfly Meadows, which is a beautiful place you can go and have a little walk and reflect, and we'll talk about that in a second, you're also an estate agent. Which people will be going woo to that bit, but tell us about your work as an estate agent.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Yes, that was a lovely welcome. So I am a bit different to your typical estate agent, where I, not to say anything about anyone else, but I offer a really personal service. So it's literally sort of hand-holding service all the way from beginning to end. So one example I'll give you is of an 86-year-old lady that I mean, she hadn't moved for 60 years, and her 50-year-old son hadn't moved at all. So they really, really benefited from a service that I provide. I mean, what can I say? You know, can you imagine if I've been in my house for 10 years and I've got so much stuff in it? Can you imagine being in it for 60 years? Yeah. So that was all organised. In fact, one of the removals was a local firm. And they, you know, it's just about getting everyone together to help them remove, be as seamless as possible. And we even went shopping for their furniture. We even took him on the day, actually, to I said, come on, let's go to Sainsbury's and we'll go and get a few things. Got your mum a hairbrush, got the toothbrush. So, and it's just to make things all nice and smooth as possible. And I'm here to guide everyone, well, my clients, every step of the way.
And what's the gift? Give a shout out to the company.
Francesca Adriana Real Estate, and we're part of Keller Williams. So although I work for myself, we have got hundreds of amazing other agents that are all the same as me all over the country. So your property will not only be seen by, you know, it's not just your typical Rightmove. We do so much more. It gets marketed before it even goes live.
And you can hear the enthusiasm in your voice for your job. You love it, don't you?
I do absolutely love it. It's because it's a real genuine service and we're all the same. So to work with people that are other entrepreneurs that really want you to do well is, I just love every day. You know, when you used to get that, oh, Monday morning feeling if you only work for someone else, it's like, I love every day and it's genuine, yeah.
You do love every day. She always brings, whenever she comes to the studio, you always bring the atmosphere of happiness and joy. You always do, and you just do. It's just the way you are. She's always great, and she's also very gorgeous as well. A bit too gorgeous. Lucky you're on radio, otherwise people, you know.
You have got the most sensational eyes. You really
have.
Yeah,
only one of them works, so it's a shame about the other one. No, I've got eyes that go off at 10 to 2. That's what my problem is with my eyes. I take videos of myself now, Francesca, when I'm singing, and I go, I can't use that, because my eyes are, one eye is, like, looking at the camera, the other one's going all over the place.
I've got one like that. It must be about being brilliant, eh?
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, talking about being brilliant, tell everybody about Butterfly Meadows, because this is very close to your heart and something that you kind of took upon yourself to set up.
Yes, so Butterfly Meadow is a place in nature in Shenfield where anybody can come to, but it's actually been adopted by Our Grieving Hearts, which is a support group for bereaved parents. It's part of a bigger group, it's sort of a massive charity, which is all over the world, which is the Compassionate Friends. And it's bereaved parents supporting other bereaved parents, also grandparents and their families as well. So Butterfly Meadow is a place, it was actually a wilderness. Years ago it was actually a really lovely place to be. It got, you know, people that you're concentrating on volunteers really, aren't you? So when they're not there, we came along after speaking to the Essex Wildlife Trust 4 years ago, and we, being Our Grieving Hearts and the Essex Wildlife Trust, have rejuvenated it. So it did actually support people coincidentally through the pandemic. And it's just such a wonderful place. So wildlife, we've got new benches in there. It's lovely to see, which actually was a nice surprise, was the people that come and do work on it when we're not there. So they're just like, you know, Jane and Martin Boyd, you know, we didn't even know that they were helping, but they were doing their little bit. and the children that come, the families. So it's just been a really overall a lovely place and positive experience.
And even on days like today, it's not just about, you know, the summer. Days like today where it's quite dry and it's lovely and crisp and you can wrap up warm and take your coffee over there and go and sit and just chill. So it is open when it, you know, even when it's snowing, you can go over and
there's pictures.
Be over there.
If you look on Facebook, we've got some pictures of us in the snow, you know, just going for a nice walk around, and it's quite exhilarating. Although, you know, it is a nice place for reflection amongst nature. I suppose it brings a child out in you, really, with snow, doesn't it? And it's about being mindful and being still, being able to reflect and remember our lost loved ones, whether it's a child or, you know, a husband or wife, anybody, really. And just appreciating the nature.
Also, you were talking about Our Grieving Hearts, which is a charity which anybody can get in contact with if you need support as well.
So, yeah, Our Grieving Hearts is part of the Compassionate Friends, which support bereaved parents and their families. So Our Grieving Hearts is our group run by Bridget Holly from Bennett's Funerals, who are amazing. And that was since 2011. She's supported bereaved parents, so in Brentwood. So we meet once a month, but the support is available like 365 days a year through the Compassionate Friends.
And also, just to be mindful too, that it isn't just about you might have lost a child in the last couple of years. This could be something that happened to you 30 years ago. It doesn't matter. Maybe you've never been able to talk about it. It's still something that you can come along and talk about and actually talk about the child and talk about them.
It's remembering their name. You say their name without anyone worried about saying anything in case you cry, you shed a tear. That sadness is always there. It's just, you know, we have a mask, we call it, right, having a mask, really. You go out and you could be that, you know, that happy, smiley person, but you've always got that whole heart. But, you know, we can speak openly and honestly to each other because it only ever stays there. And who better to understand that loss than somebody else who's also lost a child, whether it is a baby, you know, a toddler or an adult child. And like you said, I only discovered it over 20 years into, you know, being a bereaved parent myself. So I found it invaluable. And Bridget is sensational. Very lovely lady.
Oh, lovely. What lovely words to say about Bridget. I don't know if I've ever met Bridget, do you think? Have I met her?
Well, you must.
Yes, I must. You must drag her into the studio. Well, not drag her into the studio. That's a little bit.
I'll bring her along.
Bring her along would be a nicer term, Michelle. Now, Thames Chase, there's a walk. It's bereavement week between the 1st and the 8th of December.
Yes.
And to coincide with that, there's going to be a walk at Thames Chase. Whereabouts is that?
Yeah, so Thames Chase Forest Centre is in Upminster. So last year we tried it out, we had a walk. They have mindful walks each week with Sarah Young, who is, I was there yesterday. It's a fantastic nature walk. It's like, I'm saying like being a child. It's just, you know, getting off the world for a while, looking at the mushrooms that are growing, you know, things that are on the leaves, actually taking time because we're so busy, aren't we? You know, rushing to this appointment, rushing to that appointment. So it's just nice to, just for a couple of hours or for as long as you can, really, just to go and have a little walk around. We listened to robins. We found a robin yesterday. You know, watch the birds with their sky, you know, formation. And then you just meet up and, you know, just have a cup of tea afterwards. Very, very dignified.
You said cup of tea, but then you mentioned about, where's the poached egg and the avocado bit gone?
Oh,
you mentioned that earlier, sorry.
Yeah. So they've also got a cafe, which is fantastic because it was closed for a while. It's a triangular shaped barn. So it's that area is triangular shaped, but it's also it's just really cozy, natural wood. There's a couple of couches there. You can just sit there. So last week I was there, I took my laptop and I did some work from there. But it's just so relaxed. It's just such a brilliant place. And overlooking the view is, you know, ever changing. So you can, you know, from the distance, you can see all the autumn leaves. It's just really, really relaxing. And you just come out feeling all nice and relaxed. You're driving along. It's like somebody else is being a wally on the road. That's okay. They haven't been to have a nice morning like I have, and you just carry on. But you know, the walk itself is for going back to the bereavement walk is to raise awareness, really, and to also, we were actually fortunate to reach out to another bereaved family last year. So they then found they'd only lost their child last year. So they've a bit benefited from that walk. And it's just letting people know that the support is there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't know myself, you know, so it's unless we... Nothing against it, but, you know, something like cancer support or dementia is very much spoken about. But people don't want to talk about child loss. You know, no one knows what to say to you. Who knows what to say? But sometimes just being there and letting that bereaved parent talk about their child is all that you need.
Yeah.
So this walk, one, obviously, for being out in nature is lovely. We'll have a walk around, have some like mince pies because it's obviously festive at that time. And remembering our loved ones at that special time of the year.
And also, what date is that, sorry?
So we are actually having this one on the 3rd of December.
Right.
They have a walk every... It's not a bereavement walk, but they have walks every Thursday from 10:30. As I said, with Sarah Young. Caroline, who is the new manager over at Thames Chase, is just got a wonderful energy. She's just, you know, she was... there's me going along. We've got Villene, who had the... Brentwood Art Trail, and obviously this year Butterfly Meadow is part of it. I thought, we've got such beautiful artwork, I thought, well, don't want to just put it away, you know, why don't we bring it over to Thames Chase? Like, yeah bring it in. So we had that, was all throughout the summer, we had that beautiful artwork in the foyer. So as you go in, another way of supporting bereaved parents. So yeah, this is another one, and she's kindly given us some tickets for the people that are involved in Butterfly Meadow, whether it's past or present, to come and well, obviously you can come along, but I mean the children can go into Santa's Grotto. I don't know if the grown-ups can go in as well. So he's got a workshop. He was there. I missed him, actually, but the photos are fantastic. The barn is amazing. It's just going to be turned into this workshop. The children can come in and just have that whole... And it's a real Santa experience.
Where can people find out more?
So if you go to Thames Chase, they're on Facebook. You can Google Thames Chase in Upminster, and it will be on there. There's somebody on the phone, so if you did want to book tickets to go along, then it's obviously the walk is free. If other people want to go to the Santa's Grotto, then you can call Thames Chase and secure your place. They need to know the children's names, because obviously Father Christmas will give them a gift personally. Yes.
Yeah. And he's very busy. I mean, Mrs. Claus is going to be in Brentwood in the next couple of weekends at the Chicken and Frog. They're out everywhere. And yeah. Obviously Father Christmas, and when he comes, because he comes to Brentwood, we're so lucky here in Brentwood, comes to see all the boys and girls. And, you know, he will need to know your name, because, well, he does know who you are, but, you know. He's a very busy man. Very busy man.
It's just a bit. It's just having like a PA, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know. Well, maybe there's another job we can do. You know.
Oh,
I don't know if he'd employ me, though. Maybe I'm not good enough.
What?
I'm naughty.
Naughty, but nice. With that twinkle in your eye, Michelle.
Thank you very much. She's making me sound like I'm a weirdo. Anyway, it's lovely to see you again, and thank you for coming in. You're looking gorgeous as always, and hopefully you'll pop in for a mince pie and some mulled wine. I must do something in December this year. Get a few people in all together. Yeah. I might just do a show like that, the last show of the year.
And maybe you'd like to come for the walk as well.
Well, I won't be able to because it's at 10:30 in the morning. I'll be on air.
It's on a Sunday.
Oh, it's on a Sunday. Yeah. All right.
So that's actually a really good point, because last year we did it midweek.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously with it being a family day for Father Christmas as well, we just thought it's a good idea to do it on the Sunday.
Yes.
So more people can come along.
Santa.
Or is it Santa or Father Christmas?
Father Christmas, I like to say.
One's American. I've said both. Just to even it out.
I think Santa's American, is it? We say Father Christmas.
Yeah, Father Christmas.
Yes.
And then it's like, Father Christmas, Father Christmas, he got stuck. Wouldn't work with Santa, would it?
I wondered what you were going to say there. Sorry. If there was going to be a rhyme with that, I was just about to pull the microphone.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't want to hear the rhyme to that. Thank you very much. But anyway. Right, I'm going to end this hour with a song called My Own Woman. A song about female empowerment, and this is by Abby Flynn.
Excellent.
Lovely to see you, darling.
Play small, go and pass me the ball. I won't be saving face.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.